Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line, Diana Miller, who is an aquarist and the water quality specialist for the Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium. Good morning, and welcome to the show, Diana.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Diana, for our listeners who may not know, can you explain exactly what the Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium is?
Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium is located in Sarasota, Florida. We were founded in 1955, so we have a rich history in the field of marine science. And we also have an aquarium. So the focus of the aquarium is really public outreach and education, but we also have a lot of work going on here, different scientists doing different research studies.
When I was at the Georgia Aquarium, I know Moat was brought up as a partner with them, and I believe it was whale sharks.
Yeah, we have scientists that are studying the movements of whale sharks in the Gulf of Mexico, especially following the oil spill. There's been a lot of concerns that the oil spill has disrupted their natural behavior, so we do have scientists studying that.
Have they given any indication that's been public knowledge as to whether it has, or is it still in the information gathering?
I think the scientists are still working on things. It is kind of tricky to study them. They're so big, but actually being able to track them has shed a lot of light on that.
Diana, if someone were to go down to Moat, what would it be like? I mean, I think a lot of people have been to a SeaWorld type of experience. How is your setting a little bit different than that?
Right. Well, we are located right on the coast of Florida. So in addition to everything we have going on at the aquarium and the lab, you're also surrounded by, beautiful natural resources here. And the aquarium itself, there's two main facilities where we have, one where we have all the fish and the sharks, and then we have a separate building where we have our marine mammal center. And there you can see manatees, we have a pair of dolphins, and we also have sea turtles are on display in a sea turtle hospital. And so there's two main buildings here, but we also offer a variety of different educational tours for children. We have like summer camp programs for kids, and there's just a lot going on here in terms of different types of things that you can do.
And even though it's associated with a laboratory, you can just go down and pay your $17 at the door and walk in and enjoy the aquarium, right?
Correct. Yeah, and we so the aquarium's really beautiful. We have a lot of unique things to see here. Our main shark exhibit is 135,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. And if you come on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday at 11 o'clock a.m., we do a shark training session. A lot of people, when they think of sharks, they kind of picture a feeding frenzy. But our sharks are actually target trained. So rather than just throwing fish in the water, the sharks actually know to come up to specific training targets, and that they can get their food right there. It's really cool.
That's fascinating. When I think of shark training, usually I'm thinking of a sales training session amongst radio time sellers. But I guess it's different down there. Diana, let me ask you this question. I was reading about how you have eco tours. Tell me what those are all about.
Right. At Moat, we also have a group that takes interested people out into the bay. So our location right here on Sarasota Bay, you can see all sorts of wildlife, seahorses, different things like crabs. Also, if you're lucky, you can see dolphins or even manatees in the water. So we've got beautiful mangroves, beautiful, the bay is just gorgeous, the seagrasses, and a lot of like natural things to see. So the eco tours are a good way to get, hands-on encounter actually on the boat.
Interesting. And I also saw that you had coming up later this year that you're going to be adding penguins, which I would imagine is going to require quite a bit in order to add them. Talk with us a little bit about that.
Right. We're really excited about the penguins coming to Moat. Yeah, penguins aren't exactly a native species to Florida, but they'll be coming to City Island here. They'll be calling Moat Aquarium home for a while. And these type of penguins, though, they're called black-footed penguins. They're actually from Africa. South Africa is where they're native to. And they're used to a colder climate, but it's still a moderate climate, so they should do well here. We will have to chill their water, certainly, but they're not the type of penguins that you think of in the Arctic, in the snow. They would be, found on more of like a rocky habitat, but we're really excited about them coming. It's going to be a big deal.
You even have naming them and such. Go ahead.
I haven't met them yet, but I'm really excited to meet them. And the exhibit will be opening. It's called Penguin Island. It'll be opening November 1st.
Now your viewership, the people that come in and view the aquarium are coming from not just Florida, but from all around the world, I assume. Do you have any idea as to who comes from where?
Oh, well, I don't know the exact statistics on it, but we do have guests at the aquarium from all over the world. We get a lot of tourists from Europe. We also just get, people from all over the United States. We like to call, our visitors snowbirds.
Right.
So we're going to have some actual snowbirds, I guess, with the penguin exhibit.
Yeah, snowbirds for the snowbirds to see.
Right.
Maybe you can name them, name one Michigan and name one Wisconsin.
More like New York.
Ohio, Ontario, New York.
There you go.
Yeah, we might have to name them. It would be appropriate.
So, Diana, in terms of the overall environment, if someone were down on vacation and wanted to get their kids a little bit of an education and keep their minds working, what kind of programs do you have? Are they one-day programs? Are they more extended? Tell us a little bit about the educational things you've got going on.
Sure. Well, at the aquarium itself, we have some special tours if you're interested in marine life and aquariums, especially if you think it might be something, that your kids might want to go into. We have a special opportunity that's called Morning Rounds. And this is basically a behind-the-scenes tour. You register in advance for it, but you can take kids 10 years old and older, and lots of adults do it too. But during Morning Rounds, you actually get to help our aquarists with fish feeding and care. And you get a complete behind-the-scenes tour of what's going on here. And you just really get to see what the aquarium is all about. You get a taste of the science and, the different skills that are required to keep a, facility like this going.
And what about getting them out on the bay? Is that something you have to call ahead and arrange like a week, a month in advance? Or is that something that you have a boat going out on a day-to-day basis?
The eco boat tours, I'm pretty sure they have a minimum number of people required to go out, but it does seem like it's ongoing. It's going to be dependent on weather, if it's stormy or something, then they probably won't be going for the day, but they are offered on a continual basis.
Yeah, you don't want to be stranded out in one of those islands off there. The minnow would be lost.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
there
pretty
you
out
go.
Here, but...
Well, Diana, let me ask you a question, because having worked at Pruce Pets in the past, I know you were aware of keeping the water quality going and in great shape, but how is it different maintaining the water quality down at Moat, say, versus the living room aquarium?
Right. In some ways I would say it's very similar. In other ways it's different. Let me explain. So a lot of the concerns that the home aquarist might have, we have those same concerns here at a big aquarium. So with a new system or an exhibit that may be having problems, we'll watch things like ammonia, nitrites. We want to make sure our pH and salinity, everything like that, is right on track. But unlike the home aquarist, we're kind of blessed with our location here right on the bay. We actually use seawater from the bay. We do some filtration. It gets ozonated. There's some filtration that happens first. But then we have you know, at our disposal a very large volume of seawater to use for our exhibits. So to be honest, that makes my job, you know, as the water quality specialist here a lot easier, in that our aquarists, you know, can do frequent water changes. It just allows us a little extra water changes that maybe other institutions, you know, located further inland, they don't really have that ability.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be a whole lot more affordable, that's for sure.
Certainly. No buying sea salt and having to, you know, mix sea salt all the time.
Right.
Well,
right.
Or having to carry your containers out of Pruce and
exactly.
Take them to your car and carry them inside. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad, because I was worried about Rick Pruce that in 20 years, if he decides to retire and move to Florida, at least now we know the perfect job is out there waiting for him in retirement so he can
exactly.
keep himself occupied. So, Rick.
We're always looking for new volunteers here at Moat. We actually
there you go.
Great.
Do you have a little shark hat I can wear around the place and kind of point
exactly.
people in different directions?
And your fish shirt, you can just give them to her. <You know?
laughs> Well, and when it comes to Diane, if you had to give advice, what would someone need to do in order to do your job? What is the best way to prepare for it?
To get into the field I'm in, I would say a couple of the biggest things is really having a passion for aquariums, for aquarium keeping, understanding everything, the different skills that go into it. And, you know, having a home aquarium, you know, visiting Pruce's pets and, you know, understanding how to set up systems, something like that is going to be really important. But the other side of that is also education. Most aquarium jobs do require at least a bachelor's degree in something like marine biology or biology. And then besides that, just get as many, you know, hands-on experiences, as many as you can.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Diana Miller, who is an aquarist and the water quality specialist at Mount Marie Laboratory and Aquarium. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Diana. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, we're going to have a conversation with Sea Turtle Rescue right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million